Nighttime Talk on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hello, good evening. You're very welcome along to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. My name is Lauren O'Sullivan. You've got me for the next two nights. I'm brand new. I can't wait to get to know you. And hopefully you'll get to know a bit about me as well. I would love to talk to you tonight. We've got some great topics lined up on over the next 3 hours. You can text at any time. The number is 087-188-0008. And like I said, I want to hear all about you. I've been listening in to Gareth and Gary and Jeremy over the last couple of weeks. It's my time tonight and tomorrow night, so I am dying to hear from you. Get involved in the conversations. I know you have lots and lots to say. So a little later on in the show, we're going to be talking about planning your own funeral, if that is something that you have ever thought about, the kind of music you'd like to play. Get in touch. I know it's not for everyone, but if you've ever thought about the kind of party you want your family and your friends to have to send you on your way, get involved in the conversation a little later on. I also want to talk to you in the next hour about OnlyFans and whether you feel you'd judge someone you know for their sex work online. If you've never heard of OnlyFans, don't worry. There'll be an education in the next hour here on Nighttime Talk. So get involved. Loads to chat about. My name is Lauren. I can't wait to talk to you. Text 087-188-0008. But first up, we heard in the news today that the Paris Olympics will be feeding the majority of the attendees vegan food, plant-based, no meat. So apparently this is to reduce the event's carbon footprint. And the organisers of the Paris Olympics have announced that 60% of the food served to the public will be meat-free. So there's been quite a reaction to that online today, and I would really like to hear your thoughts. Like, firstly, if you were paying all that money to go to the Paris Olympics and you couldn't get a burger, how would you be feeling about that? And in all seriousness, we do know there's been so many documentaries, there has been so many studies. It is better if we try and go a little more plant-based. Have you tried eating less meat in your diet? Have any of those documentaries made you think twice about your diet? Do get involved in the conversation and let me know tonight. 087-188-0008. Joining me on the line now, though, is Catherine Woods. Catherine is a psychic, a spiritual healer and a vegan. Catherine, you're very welcome tonight on Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks for having me on. I'm delighted to be on.
Catherine, I'm presuming that you thought this was great news when you heard today that the Paris
Amazing. It's a pity it's 60%, not 100%, but it's a major step in the right direction. First of all, animals are not food. They are not food in any shape or form. The horrors of the abattoirs, the factory farming, what humans do to animals today is it's the devil work. It's Frankenstein work. It is horrendous. We have no right to take a life. And if we can have a nice, you know, vegan soya burger that tastes like chicken, why would we not use compassion on our plates? Also, I'm always saying this to everybody. Every pandemic came from animal consumption, and about 99% of illnesses come from eating processed, chopped up animal flesh. You know, there's no difference between eating your dog, my rescue dogs lying here at my feet, and my rescue cats, and eating cows and sheep and pigs and chickens. There's no difference. It's all wrong.
I think, Catherine, look, it is something that people have very strong opinions on, and I'm sure we're going to hear from people who agree with you. I'm also sure we're going to hear from people who don't, because eating meat is something that humans have done for thousands of years, and I know a lot of people argue that we've got to change.
Slavery was there for thousands of years, and women couldn't vote for thousands of years. Thank God we're evolving from cavemen. That's all I can say. Cavemen, by the way, were 86% vegan as well. That's a new study that's come out recently. Like, no matter what you can get from animal flesh, and actually animal flesh, when it comes off the poor animal, is blue. So the first thing they do is they dye it red. Then you have the antibiotics that are pumped in, the growth additives, the hormones. I mean, I don't know how anyone eats animal flesh. I just don't know. I mean, I'm a very healthy person. I've never been sick. I'm absolutely vegan animal activist. And I beg people to stop eating animals. And the people who will come on and say, oh, I have a right to eat a burger, I'd say just Google and watch the videos. Watch Earthlings, watch Cowspiracy, watch Pigspiracy.
I was asking if people have changed their opinions after watching these documentaries. Because Cowspiracy,
brilliant.
I think, you know, a lot of people thought twice. How long have you been a vegan, Catherine?
I've been a vegan 13 years, but before that I was a vegetarian basically my whole adult life.
Okay.
But I gave up eggs and milk a long time ago. It was like 13 years ago. It was just a little bit of cheese. Now my taste buds are so sharp.
I couldn't give up cheese. Was that the hardest one for you?
Well, you could, because I'll tell you why you could. Because the little baby calf, the male calf's throat is slit at a day old because he's useless in the industry. And the really unfortunate ones are stood in a veal crate for 6 months. They cannot rest, they cannot sleep. The poor animal, imagine if you couldn't sleep and you were forced to stand for 6 months. What right have we to do that for a slice of cheese? Please Google and taste the vegan cheeses. They are amazing. I just last night had a tub of Ben and Jerry's vegan ice cream. I ate the whole lot. It was so good. It was amazing. It tastes the same. It tastes the same without the blood, guts and cruelty.
Catherine, can I ask, like for you, obviously you're extremely passionate and there is text rolling in already, some agreeing with you, some disagreeing. Do you get a hard time for being a vegan? Like, is it difficult
not
to get a meal out?
Not at all. I do this live work regularly and, you know, I particularly love when the dairy farmers come on and take me on, and they're so angry and they're so full of anger and rotting animal flesh is what's making them angry. I say to them, I'm not getting angry. I don't raise my voice. I don't swear at anyone. I just tell people the facts. You can get your protein, everything you need from a plant-based diet, and you can choose compassion over cruelty time and time again with your choices. Vegans do as little harm as possible. We're not perfect. We do as little deliberate harm as possible. We don't deliberately pay someone else to murder an animal that's spent their whole life in a cage. And the latest things, you probably have Googled this, the latest thing is in the factory farming, all the chickens now have cancer. And it's all chopped into your lovely chicken burger. They don't even cut the cancer out of the chicken anymore. I saw a video the other day on Facebook about it.
There's a lot of videos going around now. And look, I haven't seen them all. And obviously, this is something that you have well researched. So I'll take your word for it.
It's horrendous.
So for you, Catherine, it seems to be that you're an animal lover. Like, it's not about the taste of meat for you. It is that you love all animals.
Oh, absolutely. And I have no right to take a life. I mean, I'm a spiritual person. I'm a healer and a psychic. I have no right. And there's no holy book in the world that says we have a right to take a life. We have no right to take an animal's life when we can find exactly what we need in a plant-based diet. We need to choose compassion over cruelty. Please think about the suffering of the animal. I mean, imagine the mother cow. She's impregnated by machinery. She's actually raped by machinery. And then they take her baby at a day old, they impregnate her again, and they attach these massive tubes to her to keep the milk coming. For a drop of milk in your tea, why not just choose and drink the oat milk that has, by the way, B12? A lot of the meat eaters are going to come on and say, where do I get my B12 from? My oat milk and my edamame beans, that's where I get my B12 from. I don't take any vitamins. Vegan diets do not need to be supplemented if you eat properly and learn to cook. I have four massive rescue Akitas at my feet. They're also plant-based. I cook their food every day.
Your dogs are vegan?
Yep, I cook their food every day. And one of them recently had her bloods done and the vet said her bloods are perfect.
Really?
Perfect.
Now, tell me this. Like, if I was to put down, like, a freshly cooked steak in front of one of your Akitas, are you telling me they turn their nose up at it?
They probably would not know what it was because they've been vegan for so long. They probably would eat it, to be honest with you, but as a responsible owner and because I love my dogs and I don't want them to get cancers, which is eating meat is the leading cause of cancer, and dairy is breast cancer, prostate cancer. Like, I've researched all this because I'm a healer. I mean, I've had people, you know, we'll go back to the dogs. So yeah, they would, and they might try and eat a chicken bone in the street, but the minute I take it from them, it's like they don't think about it. They just walk on because I bring my treats in my pocket. So today, I'll just tell you what they ate. They ate the same as me. They had lentils, they had celery, they had spinach, they had kale, they had apple, they had chickpeas, and they had beetroot twice today.
They're going to have massive purple poos later.
Well, they have lovely, healthy poos. This is another thing. I have four of them, and they weigh 186 kilos. And I have nappy bags because they're so big. I can pick up their poo in one hand. It's not messy. It's not over hard. It's what a doctor would call a perfect poo. You know?
Now, look, there is a few texts coming in, right? And people kind of making the points that, like, plant-based agriculture can still cause harm to animals, you know?
Yes, that, like, I did say that. I said that we do as little harm as possible. We don't deliberately pay people to slit animals' throat and to keep them in a cage for their whole pathetic little life.
And do
we
you
do
think,
as little harm as possible.
Do you think that there is maybe dairy farms out there that, you know, they're doing things as humanely as possible, that efforts are being made? Surely there is inspections on farms. Surely the efforts are being made to not have animals suffer.
I'd say with all the veganism rising, and it is a very slow but steady rising, it's not a very slow, it's a slow but steady rising army. But yes, there have to be changes because of the pressure we're putting on them. But they're still going to take the little baby calf away from the cow at a day old, and they're going to kill him if he's a surplus to the industry. And if he's really unlucky, they're going to stand him in a crate to eat veal. That's going to make you sick. You know, eating food, eating meat is going to make you sick. That's it. It's a fact.
A lot of people are texting in, and I just want to read out this one from Shannon. She's been in touch on 087-188-0008. Plant-based diet is all well and good, and you can call it compassion. But more accurately, privileged. Plant-based is expensive and substitutes are expensive.
No,
fresh food doesn't last, says Shannon. What do you say to that, Catherine?
No. My dog's food. I have cut my dog's food bill by 2/3 by cooking my dog's food. 2/3. I cook it. A kilo of lentils is 95 cent in Aldi. Mm-hmm. It's also 95 cent in Dunnes. That's one meal. A kilo of rice is €1 as well. How can that be expensive? Kidney beans are 19 cent. So when I see something on offer, I saw jackfruit there recently. It was 24 cent. Pure protein.
What's
fruit,
jackfruit?
Fruit.
I always hear people going on about jackfruit.
Yeah, it falls off the trees in Brazil. I believe it's all over the streets in Brazil. And you literally can do anything with it. You can cook it. You can make a steak out of it. You can put it on your pizza. And my dogs eat it out of the tin. They love it. So when I see something like that on offer for 27 cent, I buy 4 trays of it.
I just want to read out this text from PJ, and it is actually something that's come in a couple of times, Catherine, and just to correct this, because I feel it's important.
Yeah.
There is no significant difference in the cancer rates between vegans and non-vegans. This is misinformation.
Of course there are. If you do a survey of any hospital, our HSE is on its knees. People with clogged arteries from meat, heart disease from meat, the fat in the poor animals. I saw recently a horrific video where it wasn't in Ireland, but it was another country. And just before they brought the pigs for slaughter, they pumped raw sewage down their throats. They opened their throats with a pipe and they pumped in raw sewage. And then all the animals have cancer. They have cancer lumps all over them. And they don't chop them out of it. They just get chopped into your burger. The World Health Association has come out and said, eating processed meat will give you cancer. That's a fact.
That's a process, yeah. Look, okay, Catherine, I want to really hear from people who've, if you hang on the line there, don't go anywhere on me, because it's so interesting and I really appreciate you coming on. But there are so many messages coming in. I would love to speak to people who have maybe tried going more plant-based, have found that it has worked, hasn't worked. I'm on 087-188-0008. And would you consider going more plant-based? What are your thoughts? We started this conversation talking about the news today that the Paris Olympics will be feeding the majority of attendees vegan food. 60% of the food available at the Paris Olympics will be vegan. What are your thoughts on that?
Can I say something about the Paris Olympics and the athletes? They would have the highest, most qualified nutritionists in the world. So if they're bringing in 60% plant-based food, what does that tell us? Top athletes in the world going vegan. What does that tell us?
Would you be happy enough if we were all going maybe vegetarian? Do we have to be flat out vegan, Catherine?
I would love you to go vegetarian to start, and then what'll happen is you'll realise that eggs are hen's periods. There's no such thing as free range or organic. There's no such thing. I don't believe the inspectors at the time to go around.
You don't believe? Like, we don't know.
No, I don't
that.
Believe. No, well, I don't believe it because, you know, I've seen the videos on Facebook. If anyone wants to just join my, follow me on Facebook, you'll see the videos. I put them out daily. The abattoirs, the factory farming, the outdoor access for hens. I just don't believe it. I mean, there's rescue hens in Ireland, just gone to a rescue, and they don't even have a feather on their body. They also de-beak hens in their senses. They don't give them any anaesthetic. They slice through their little sensitive beaks. It'd be like someone slicing your nose off. What gives us the right to do that to an animal? What?
Get involved in the conversation with us on Nighttime Talk here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. The text number is 087-188-0008. Catherine Woods is a psychic and spiritual healer. She's also a vegan, extremely passionate on this topic. And Catherine, I hope you stay with me for another couple of minutes. But I'm going to bring Dave in on the conversation. Dave, you're very good to join in. Good to have you.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's my first night, Dave. I'm delighted to have you with me.
Lauren, you're playing a blinder. Glad to be here, Gilly. Tell me this now, Lauren. How dare that woman coming on spreading wrong information? Number one, I'm an ex-butcher, okay? And I worked in an abattoir. I never once used a stick in an animal. Number two, she was on about animals when they're slaughtered that they're blue. I don't know what kind of video she's watching. Total, total lies. And from my own information and my own point of view, I think that and I'm not against vegans. Fair play to them if that's the road they want to, if that what floats their boat, let it float it. But should vegan is the most processed food going? My God, look at the stuff inside in any vegan. Should it is repulsive. My God, when you can get, if you go to the small butcher in the country town and buy your bit of steak, buy your bit of mince, you can eat better. And that's proven over and over. And the thing with her dog, that she's feeding her dog, she said a couple of, pity I never buy her. No, I'm out now feeding animals, right? It's a pity I never buy her. There's a couple of statements she made there, which was total. And I'm not getting angry, and I've no problem with vegans or anything else like that. But look at any vegan food inside in any supermarket. Isn't it? It's horrible to look at. I've never eaten it. I couldn't eat it. You know, and so you can buy a bit of steak. Like if you go to a small butcher shop in every town, which is in every town, and they're buying it, there's no, it's not coming from one end of the world where half these chickpeas and all them stuff is. Where are they coming from? And what stuff spray, you know, that they spray stuff on them to keep them fresh and to make it last longer and all that.
Well, Catherine, can I bring you back in there? Like Dave is saying, as a butcher, he's always acted humanely towards animals, and he has a big issue with like a lot of vegan products being processed. So what would you respond to that?
Well, I just explained that I make my own dog food, so he mustn't have listened to the first part of the story and the first part of the interview. I make my own dog food. Lentils are just pure protein, as are beans pure protein, as are peanuts pure protein, and they're grown without any cruelty. So why would I not choose compassion over cruelty? The other thing is, who mentioned a stick? I never mentioned a stick. That's very strange that he should say I never used
you're
a stick
about
in
cruelty.
A, in an
you're
abattoir.
Cruelty,
oh, yeah,
you're
on
about,
yeah.
Never mentioned a stick.
Excuse me, no. Did you not mention about cruelty in abattoirs? That you had
oh,
videos
yeah.
and all that?
Well,
yeah,
what do you think the animal... Okay, what do you think the animal feels? They go in whole, screaming for their lives, smelling the death
excuse
of their
me,
colleagues who just
screaming.
Got in... And then they come out dead. They come up dead. They come out dead, chopped up body parts. There's no humane. There's no humane way. There's no humane way to kill an animal who doesn't want to die.
Can I ask Dave? Sorry, Catherine. Dave, can I ask you, like, in your time as a butcher, like, how do you humanely kill an animal? At the end of the day, you're killing it.
The animals are stunned, okay? Yeah, and number one, she was on about calves and they're killed at the old. They're not killed at the old. And inside, in an abattoir, the calves have to be, they have to have enough room. They are fed before they're slaughtered, number one. And number two, they have to have enough room to lie down and rest before. And they would not be allowed into the lair in the abattoir if there wasn't enough room for them to, every one of them, lie down and have enough room to lie down.
And is there regular inspections, Dave?
They're on site. They're on site. The vets are on site.
Okay. I was talking about the veal crates which made stand for 6 months. And you're telling me, listen to yourself, Dave. You're talking about they're allowed rest and you feed them before you slaughter them. What gives you the right to slaughter a living being that doesn't want to die? You've no right.
What are you going to do with them?
I've seen the videos. I've seen the abattoir videos. They scream for their sad little lives. And we have no right to take a life of an animal. We have no right.
And
that's why everyone has cancer.
They give you cancer.
Sorry?
Well, you're saying that meat gives you cancer.
Yes. So does the World Health Authority.
I'm 62 years of age, okay? I've been a butcher. Butcher all my life. And I have no cancer. As the doctor taught me, I want the healthiest man going into his practice.
Well, there's always an exception. So, there's an exception to everything, isn't there?
Yes, I know, I understand. But
you know, why would you not? Why would you not have 2 tablespoons of peanut butter instead of slaughtering an animal to take a steak? Why would you not?
I've tried eating peanut butter. It's repulsive.
Full of protein. Full of protein, as are every bean, every chickpea and every pea, every lentil. They're all pure protein grown without any cruelty.
Are they grown locally? Do you grow all your own chickpeas and all your own nuts and all that?
No, I don't. I don't have time to grow my chickpeas, but I do grow some of my vegetables.
And
I try to buy organic and free range as much as possible. The vegetables and the fruit.
Where are they coming from?
I try to buy Irish, to be honest with you, as much as I can. But if I need protein and I need chickpeas, I will buy a tin of chickpeas because I know there's no cruelty involved, as there is cruelty in killing an animal who does not want to die. There is no way you can humanely kill an animal who doesn't want to die. Nothing gives us the right to take an animal's life. End of.
Dave, I'm going to get you to hang on there, and Catherine yourself also, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Thank you so much for your thoughts so far in the conversation. You can get involved. It's 087-188-0008. But I have Andrew also waiting on the line. Hi, Andrew.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much.
And hi to Catherine, a fellow vegan. I've been vegan 10 years myself. Yep.
What was it for you, Andrew, that you wanted to give up eating animal products?
I watched a documentary called Earthlings, which had the actor Joaquin Phoenix, the Oscar award winner, and also Moby, the musician. And it was just showing standard farming practices across the world. I'd never really forced myself to look into what happens from farm to fork before, but I was really confronted by the graphic imagery. And it was just so savage that I just thought to myself, I don't think that my taste pleasure can really justify that level of suffering that we put the animals through. I knew that vegans exist, and so I have to look into this, because if it is possible, I'll do what I can to avoid participating and funding that, you know?
You're exactly who I was looking for, Andrew, because I said at the start of the show, I was like, I want to speak to someone who's seen one of these documentaries. I have got to be honest, I have not been big enough to watch them because I'm afraid. Mm. And that probably sounds really ignorant. It is ignorant, but I just, like, I'm a meat eater. I eat a lot of animal products, and I just, and like, my best friend's a vegan. She's like, you've got to watch these documentaries, and I just don't know if I can. But like, was that just it? Never again? You never ate meat again after that?
Never consumed any animal products within a week. I gave up
even
everything.
Even cheese, Andrew. Like, I was saying this to Catherine earlier.
Yeah, no, once you have a strong enough motivation, and I guess you know, you care about animals, and it's kind of it's a good human quality that we all have, is the ability to put ourselves into someone else's shoes or someone else's hooves or scales or whatever. You know, we all know that they are sentient. If you had any companion animals, you know, they have personalities. It's easily recognizable that they suffer and they want to live and they want to have a family and have freedom. We have protections for those companion animals. Like, you can pay a large amount of money or even jail time if you make them suffer in a very slight way. But we just give a pass to what happens to farm animals because we've been told, unfortunately, by the medical industry for a long time, that this is necessary for your health, suggesting that we're like obligate carnivores. But we know from our evolution that we're not. We're evolved from apes, and they mostly eat herbivorous foods. So I think we've just been hoodwinked, and, you know, there's no denying that animal foods are satisfying in that we like the texture, we're used to growing up eating that. They're salty, they're fatty, they do satisfy, I suppose, our taste pleasure. But given that we like to think of ourselves as a nation of animal lovers, surely taste pleasure shouldn't equal, you know, like a death sentence just because you're born a pig or a cow. It's called speciesism, you know, like favouring some animals over others simply because they're born, unfortunately, as a pig, and you're locked into a crate for 6 months out of the year. One of the most intelligent animals on Earth, I think possibly the fourth most intelligent of all. So yeah, we just really need to look at this. And you're right, if you do look at it, you will change, you know. And it's just a matter of being, I suppose, emotionally honest with yourself and saying, look,
I don't think, you know, I can. I really don't think I can. Yeah. And Catherine, you were describing some really delicious tasting food earlier on.
Yeah.
I just, and I promise I'm not trying to upset either of you. I understand that you're animal lovers. I have had pets. I love animals. But I don't think I could give up meat. And I like the taste of it.
Why do you not look at what you pay for? Why do you not look at the videos of other people slaughtering animals for your plate? Why don't you look at what you pay for?
I don't know. Maybe like a lot of people listening, like I'm conditioned to be like, we eat meat and we eat animal products. And
as I said, slavery used to be legal and, you know, women didn't have a vote and we could go on and on. We've evolved from cavemen, thank God. Thank God. And we know that vegans are very healthy. I've never been sick. I don't get sick, Catherine. I don't get the flu.
Like when you said that earlier on, it didn't. I was like, I'm a really healthy person. I don't eat a huge amount of meat. I do eat.
But do you
some...
not think, Lauren? I can say that my body is a garden. Yours is a graveyard.
Oh, I think that's a bit harsh, Catherine. Like,
if you eat animals, you have a graveyard in your stomach. That's what you have. Inside me is lentils, barley, oats, vegetables, fruit, nuts.
Yeah, I just don't think about it the same.
I mean,
way.
animals. Animals have no voice, so that's why we have to be their voice. They have no voice. God bless them.
Like, don't,
God love
please
them.
Don't misunderstand. I take no pleasure in, like, the harming of animals. But I don't know. I don't know what it is. What makes me different from yourself and Andrew? Why myself and Dave feel differently
Hopefully one day you will take a peek at the videos. And normally, like, I'm a healer and a psychic, and my clients, I beg them to watch it. And I say, no, you must look at what you pay for. You have a responsibility to look at what you pay for. They ring me or text me. They say, oh, my God, Catherine, I watched 5 seconds. I'm done. That's it. Oh, my God, 5 seconds. I'm done. Where will I go? Oh, I tell them what to buy, what to substitute for their protein, their vitamins, their iron. You know, it's so easy. It's so easy to be vegan.
Hello, Catherine.
Can I cut in there, Lauren?
Andrew, if you want to go, we're having quite the conversation. If you're just joining, we heard in the news today that the Paris Olympics will be feeding the majority of attendees 60% plant-based food. And I want to hear your thoughts on this. We've been speaking to Catherine Woods, who's a psychic and spiritual healer. She's also a vegan. Extremely knowledgeable and passionate about this subject. She's made some excellent points. We've also spoken to Dave, who was a butcher. He doesn't buy into this at all. They're still on the line with me. And we also have Andrew, who we just left you on a bit of a cliffhanger there, Andrew, before the ad break.
Okay.
So you're also a vegan. What did you want to say?
I was just going to invite you and your radio show to come along and maybe... come to one of the sorry, it's just my daughter there is giving out. She's in the background trying to get her relaxed.
Sorry,
also
what is
vegan
that in the
three and a half years. That's my daughter.
Oh,
she's given out.
Sorry,
she wants to. Could you want the cover on you? Sorry about that.
No.
Domestic stuff.
Okay.
You know, I was going to invite you to come along to, there's like a monthly kind of street activism that some of us do with Anonymous for the Voiceless is the name of the group.
Okay.
So at the top of Afton Street, a group of us come, we're all vegan animal rights activists. What we do is we have televisions that show standard farming practices in Ireland, the UK and across the world, where people have gone in with secret cameras and planted them in, I guess, where the farmers weren't aware, and get the footage out, because we want the industry to be transparent so people can make informed choices and they know what they're paying for. So we are there and we just talk to the public. We want that to be on the table or on the menu for discussion, and generally it's not much like religion or politics. You don't possibly talk about who is on the dinner table, I like to say.
Okay.
So you're showing graphic footage. We do something like this. So, you know, the industry shields us from that, and they have a lot of welfare stamps of approval and welfare. You don't have to worry about it yourself as a consumer.
Okay.
But we are showing, I suppose, the brute truth, you know, on the street.
You're coming in and out a bit there, Andrew. So I'm going to come back to you in a sec. Thanks a million, and just maybe check on your daughter there, and I'll be back to you. But an open invite to myself and Nighttime Talk to go along and I suppose be educated. And Catherine, you were saying earlier on, like, that's what it's all about for you, is educating people about...
What am I willing?
Are you still there, Catherine? Sorry,
you know,
there you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry.
Can you hear me?
I just had the wrong microphone up. Sorry, Catherine, you start that bit again.
Sorry, yeah, you said to me I was a bit harsh saying that my body was a garden and meat eaters are graveyards, but what could be harsher than slitting a poor little animal's throat that doesn't want to die? What can be harsher than that? What? There's nothing.
Okay. Well, look, Catherine,
for people to look at Watch 5 seconds of any of the videos. I'll come along. I'm actually a member of the Cube of Truth, but unfortunately, every time they're on Grafton Street, I'm collecting for the Husky Rescue, where I'm a long-term volunteer. So
Catherine,
I'm actually a member of Andrew's
Cube. How do you have time for anything? You are the busiest person I've ever heard.
I do. And I do lots of other animal stuff. I'm a member of Sentient Rights Ireland. Anyone listening in, Sentient Rights Ireland is a political party just for animals, animal welfare.
What?
If you want to Google it, animal welfare, Sentient Rights Ireland.
A political party for animals.
Yes, headed by Dennis Neesel. And we need more members to be their animals' voice because, as I said before, they have no voice. Please join
animals,
Sentient Rights.
They can't talk.
No, but they need us to be their voice because we need to stop the cruelty and the slaughter. Think of the word slaughter of an innocent, sentient, feeling, being animal. We have no right. So Sentient Rights Ireland are an animal welfare group designated to animal welfare and to raise awareness and educate people. As I said, I do this stuff all the time. I mean, farmers do get very angry with me, and I say, I'm not trying to put you out of business. I'm trying to encourage you to grow oats, grow barley, grow lentils. Wouldn't it be great, like, if I could buy my lentils from Dave and my chickpeas from Dave and not to buy them from overseas? So, you know, there's a dairy farm in America closing every week. The demand has gone down.
Catherine, I feel like I could talk to you all night. We have so many things to talk about. I didn't even get to ask you about being a psychic. Like, what's that like?
I am. Oh, God, I'm a psychic and spiritual healer. I'm a call bearer, so I'm an actual healer. And
what's an actual healer? Like, what if someone says, I'm a healer, and you go, well, I'm an actual healer? Like, what's the difference?
Well, I just would like to know that what I work at is a very uncharted area. People can claim to be anything, but I was lucky enough to be born with a call on my face.
That is the biggest lot of sight I have ever heard in my life. You think you're the soul of the one or some shit coming down here with your fucking healing ballot.
Hey, Paddy. Is that Paddy?
Lord of Christ. What the fuck? You go from talking about fucking eating.
I'm going to have to bring Paddy down there now, right? That's Paddy, who's a farmer who was waiting in the wings there, Catherine. So I don't think we need that kind of language. So we'll just...
Can I come in there, Lan? Can
Dave,
I come in there
if you
minute?
Watch the language, I promise you can say what you want to say. Lan,
I would not at all. I would lose my cool thought that I would use that
Good
language.
Man. Okay, but, go for it, Dave. You've been very respectful,
Lan,
so far, so go on ahead.
Oh, yeah, without a shadow of doubt, Lan, and I'll make it as easy as I possibly can. I hope I don't make it, you know. But and I'm being as honest and as frank as I can. Lan there has been very extreme. I'd like to ask...
No,
Lan,
I'm Lauren. That's Catherine.
Catherine. I'd like to ask Catherine, is she being paid for her work in what she's doing?
But
in
for...
cutting. I take exception to that, Catherine. Sorry. But
you're asking me, what's your question? Could you make a question clear and concise?
Are you being paid?
What is your question?
Are you being paid by a group to be condemning farmers and condemning abattoirs? I take exception to that.
No. I do it. Dave, you ask me a question, I'm going to answer you. I do it because I care. I have a heart and a soul, and I know that violence and slaughter of animals is wrong. I'm not paid by anyone. I'm giving up my night to come on to the radio. So, other questions you want to ask me?
There is no violence in slaughtering animals. It's been done
no
from
violence.
From tell me this now, Catherine. Is there violence in pulling the chickpeas and pulling the peas? And they have no feelings now? And they're jumping into the bag for you to be picked
they
up.
Have, no, I will answer you. No, a chickpea does not have a central nervous system and does not have 5 senses. And answer any more questions? Animals have a nervous system and feel pain the same as we do.
They do.
They do, Dave. Like, I think, to be fair, I don't think chickpeas, you know, like, feel
you do.
Pain.
But obviously. You know, who is she? You know, I slaughtered animals all my life, and I was never cruel to an animal. It was a job I loved.
So you don't think slaughtering an animal is cruel, Dave? What's wrong with you? You don't think slaughtering...
Are you judging me now? Are you saying that's something
wrong
with me?
No, I said, if you slaughtered a person, you'd be put in jail. What gives you the right to slaughter an animal?
So you're comparing me to murdering or murdering people? How dare you?
No, I'm asking you a question. I asked you a question.
Like you're saying that I'm the same as a murderer, that is a murderer person.
No, I'm asking you a question. Dave, your line must be blocked. I asked you a question. I said, what's the difference?
My line isn't blocked, but there's something to you.
What's the difference then, Dave? I asked you a question. What's the difference between slaughtering an animal and slaughtering a person? If you slaughtered a human being, you do life in jail.
You can't see the difference in that. You're not a psychic. You're not a psychic. I'm a very compassionate person. And I love the animals.
Do you know what a psychic is? What is a psychic?
You can tell the future and you can tell this. And you cure people as well. You know, sure, what qualifications have you to cure any person?
I have loads of qualifications, but I'm not on here for my qualifications.
Yeah, sorry, now, Catherine, that's probably my fault. Sorry, to the two of you, just for a second. Dave, if you just give me one sec. To be fair, Catherine, I kind of got you going about the being a psychic and spiritual healer, so I'm after bringing that in. And sorry now if that's after muddying the water. Dave, just cool the jets there for one sec, all right? Because I really appreciate you coming on, but I suppose I did get Catherine talking about, you know, the other parts of her life and what she does. But we'll calm it down for a sec, because I suppose, look, fundamentally, Dave does not see anything wrong with killing animals for meat. Catherine, you are dead against it. That is very clear. I just want to bring Breeda in on the line. If you guys wouldn't mind just hanging on there.
Sure.
I'll
leave you there, Dave, for one sec, if that's okay. Or do you want to
go? No problem. I see you.
Okay. Well, listen, if you want to kick on, there's no panic at all. Breeda is here now. Okay, I'm delighted, Dave. I think you're great. Breeda is there. Breeda, all I can see is that you just think this is stupid. Breeda?
Sorry, Pat.
Breeda, can you hear me there?
I can, yeah. I could hear Dave talking there.
Sorry,
Okay,
yeah. I'll try and keep you on your own. Breeda, this is stupid. This is all I can see written under your name. Please elaborate.
Well, it is. That's like dictating what I can and can't do in my life. If I choose to eat meat, that's my decision. And like anybody that's an Olympian, be it Paralympics or any other kind of Olympics, they have to train and they have to feed their body in a certain way. I know if I'm doing something that's quite manual and everything else, I need a certain amount of protein and stuff to build me up. You know, so why should somebody decide for me that I have to eat vegan food? Oh, my God, I could think of nothing I'd like to do less in my life. I mean, vile stuff. I've tried it. I can't see what anybody sees that likes in it. But it certainly doesn't give you all everything that you need for a boost to keep you moving and going, especially before a big race or whatever it is. So I think it's stupid. Yeah.
Breeda, have you ever tried, just before we... Oh, yeah, Andrew, if you're there, because you sound kind of like Catherine, you've done your research. What do you say to Breeda's point that, like, she just can't imagine anything worse than having to give up meat and being told what to eat?
Hiya, Breeda. You know, I appreciate that. You know, no one likes to be dictated to, but, of course, no one likes to be slaughtered in their infancy, you know, when they're fully healthy. We're going to take our pets to be painlessly injected and euthanized after we spent all the money we can and give them all the care we can and hold our paw until they pass away. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to protect those innocent, defenseless beings from being violently killed. And all we're saying is
I'm not killing something that I love. I'm killing something because I need the protein and I need the iron and everything else that it gives to me.
I was just about to say, it is quite interesting if you do look at that. See, the largest groups of dietetics in the world, the British Association and the American Dietetic Association, both say that you can be perfectly adequately nutrition at all stages of life, from birth up until old age, on a fully vegan diet. So it is possible. It just depends on how you have the will.
I don't agree.
It might be a slight inconvenience to you and a slight change, I suppose, of what you're used to. But if you do like animals, as you say you do, and you recognize their individuality, then, you know, a cow is just as sentient and just as deserving of protection as your dear animals are. I know they're familiar to you because they are like your family pets. But, you know, it just stands to reason that all animals share the same senses that we do.
It's wrong for me to eat an egg then out of a chicken.
Well, I mean, the chicken lays the egg in the hope that it's going to turn into one of its babies. You know, like, we have selectively bred chickens to be farmed to produce, I suppose, 20 times more than they would naturally in the wild, and it takes a great toll on their body. So it might seem harmless to take their eggs, but when you commodify them and use their bodies to such a degree that doing that actually kills them, like, they become calcium deficient, they break their own legs because their breasts become so large.
There's a huge amount of suffering in chickens and eggs, I'm telling you. You're so far wrong there. I mean, we had hens all our life growing up. They had free rein of a big yard. They were well fed. They had their little hatch. We took the eggs every day, but they didn't, certainly weren't mistreated or broke their legs or anything else. That's bullshit. Absolute bullshit.
See, I'm talking about industrial farming here, okay? Backyard hens is slightly different.
No, but you see, you didn't clarify.
But you also didn't say that you were taking these eggs from your backyard. I just assumed that you're like most other people who don't have chickens in the backyard and buy them from the shops. And I'm sure you do buy them from the shops. I'm sure not every time you have an egg, it comes from your farm.
I buy free-range eggs.
Yeah. Do you know what free-range means? It doesn't necessarily mean that they're in the backyard. It actually means they're in a giant shed with 30,000 other chickens. It just means they're not in an individual cage. They can barely move. There's a pecking order. How do they get from one side of the barn to the other when, you know, you've got 30,000 chickens to get past?
Andrew, because Catherine, you mentioned that earlier on about free-range. You were like, don't buy the whole free-range thing. That's not exactly what you said. But then, just to point out, then, when you were talking about veg, you were saying that you buy free-range veg. So what's the difference if you don't...
No, I said I buy organic and organic and pesticide-free, if possible. Mm. Like, if I can see it, you know, I mean...
I think there was a mention of free-range veg at one stage, but we'll let it go, Catherine, because you've been so good.
Maybe I slipped up. But can I just say something? Can I just say something, Lauren?
Yes.
Andrew and myself, we're not shouting or being aggressive or shouting anyone down. I just think sometimes meat eaters are very aggressive towards us. I mean, Breida there said, oh, she tried vegan food. Does she not eat potatoes, rice, vegetables, fruit, nuts?
I do, but you said you tried being vegan and you couldn't tolerate it. To me, vegan is... my daughter went vegan for a while. And while she was vegetarian, happy as a pig I was to do whatever, no problem. But when she went vegan, number one, the cost of it was absolutely bloody ridiculous.
You need to learn to cook. A kilo of lentils is 95 cents. A kilo of rice is 95 cents.
So who wants lentils? You'd be farting all night. No, thank you. Like, hello.
Well, I tell you, the alternative is you're going to be constipated and you can't even go to the toilet. Like,
can we not get into all the bowel movements, please?
Can I tell you something? I've never had a problem with my bowel movements. Thank God. I do.
Well, you know what?
A direct
cause of bowel cancer is animal and dairy consumption. Cause of bowel cancer.
Now,
stomach cancer, esophagus cancer, throat cancer.
I'm going to say it again because we have many messages.
And vegans don't get cancer at all, do they not?
Thankfully, I'm very healthy.
I'm asking a general question. In general, do vegans not get cancer at all? No.
Very rarely.
Of course they
do. If they smoke or drink alcohol or if they take a lot of sugar.
Where's the statistics that prove that?
You can Google them and find them very easily online.
Yeah, Google doesn't always tell the truth, you know. So, like, hello again.
Guys, I'm going to just bring, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring Lily in on the conversation because she's been waiting patiently. Lily, thanks so much for joining us on Nighttime Talk. Are you still there?
Yes.
Hi, Lily. What are your thoughts on 60% of the Paris Olympic Games being plant-based food? Are you a vegan also, like Andrew and Catherine?
No, but recently I was told by my doctor, I heard one of the ladies saying there, either Catherine or one of them, said that dairy products can cause esophagus and colon. And I'm inclined to agree because I was told by my dietitian to cut down on dairy, chocolate, milk, eggs, cheese.
Interesting. I do think it is important, and I know Catherine, we talked about this earlier on, so I won't bang on about it, but there is a lot of messages coming in. Like, look, there are lots of things that cause cancer, and I understand that red meat has been highlighted, but there's lots of things that cause cancer, and we just need to keep saying that. But Lily, if you don't mind too much, Lily, like, tell me about some of the complaints you've had and what the doctor said.
Well, I have inflammation on my esophagus, so I had a gastroscopic 2 weeks ago, and I had a colonoscopy.
You can listen. We've all been talking about farts and everything, Lily. You can say whatever you want.
I heard that about the bowel and the okay. Bear with me. So my dietitian said maybe you should cut down on dairy, cheese. Cheese can cause high cholesterol. I'm on cholesterol.
Oh, why is everyone attacking the cheese, Lily? I was saying earlier on, it's just the one thing I couldn't give up.
I love cheese. I do go to the fridge and take cheese. I was reared on cheese. I just think, look at this vegan thing in Paris. It's just that maybe 80% of people now are thinking serious about going vegan, vegetarian, because dairy products do cause problems with the digestive system, with the colon, with pancreas, with the spleen, with liver. I know there's other things. There's drink. I do drink wine myself a little. But I actually think that maybe they're doing it for, you know, for the majority of people who are vegan. Like, they should have a choice as well. The people who are going there should have a choice as well. But maybe they could go to a restaurant where there's other things served. But I actually think it's great because, like, people out in the, like, you ever heard of the Mediterranean diet? Like, and
I could live in the Mediterranean, Lily. Like, oil, wine, bread, and cheese. Sign me up any day.
Me too. But I'm just saying that I had this gastroscopic and colonoscopy, and the dietitian I went to, she just said to me, I would advise you to really seriously think about giving up the dairies, chocolate, milk, full fat milk, because the cows and the animals are not fed the way they used to be years ago. It's completely different now. They're injected. I don't know. It's different. And there's probably a lot of additives and things that have gone into meat to preserve the meat to sell to people. But at the same time, lean meat is also very good for iron.
It is. It is. Andrew, are you still there?
Yes. Hi. I was just going to mention that the reason why cheese is so hard to give up is, if you think about, I suppose, like, you know, a lactating mother and wanting to nourish her child, so in this case, a cow and a calf, there's a thing in milk, in dairy milk, called casomorphine, okay? And morphine being the operative word, it's addictive. It's designed to keep the calf coming back for more so that she grows up into a 500-pound animal that cows tend to grow into. So that is considered baby calf growth fluid, right? So it's highly addictive, and it does have morphine as well as being fatty and salty. Cheese is one of the hardest things to give up. You know, even for people that are trying to go vegan, oh, I couldn't give up the cheese. There you go, casomorphine, remember that. It's like you're a drug addict in a way. It gives you a little giddy sensation, you know, as well as being fatty and salty. And I was just going to mention one more thing about the rates of cancer to do with dairy. There's a book called The China Study, which was Dr. Colin T. Campbell from America, looked at why were the rates of breast cancer in Chinese women 1 in 10,000 back in the 1970s, I believe. But over here in the Western world, you know, people eating the Western diet, it's 1 in 4. He came down to realize they didn't drink dairy. They drank soya, which is positively good for avoiding breast cancer and prostate cancer, because that baby calf growth fluid has a thing in it called insulin-like growth factor, which is multiplying soft tissue cells both in the prostate and the breast, you know, to dangerous levels.
Okay.
So your cell multiplication is the problem here. So you're much less likely to get cancer. Like I say, 1 in 4 to 1 in 10,000 if you avoid dairy. So it's just like a public service announcement. It should be said to everybody, because I feel strongly that people need to know this to make informed choices.
You do. And Andrew, you've made some great points. I do feel like we could all probably bring up different parts of research, and you know, none of us are doctors. Really, what I wanted to hear from people tonight is, like, how you feel about maybe having less meat in your diet. And, like, I've loved hearing from Lily, who's, you know, been told recently by her doctor to maybe look at some of the dairy products. Breeder, are you still there?
I'm still here, yes.
Breeda, listening to Lily there talking about some of the health advice she's been given by her own GP recently. Like, if your doctor came to you and said, look, Breeda, too much cheese, although I have a feeling it's me that's going to be told that rather than you, Breeda. But, you know, would you take medical advice if you were told for your health, look, you need to tone down the animal products?
Well, I'd tone it down. I wouldn't give it up. I mean, it's like everything in moderation, you know. I mean, I'd still have my bit of cheese, which I'm like you, I love a bit of cheese. Cheese and a port, oh my God, nothing like it.
It's like in the cheese hour on the show, Jane is after saying it's so true. Breda, sorry, can you still hear me? I just cut you off there for a second.
Breda,
there you are.
Cheese and pork, there's nothing like it. You know, I mean, everything in moderation in this life. You know, if you have too much of anything, of course, it's not going to be good for you. And I would be very good at minding myself. And, you know, I'm 64 now. And I, as my dad used to say, mind yourself. And I do mind myself. But I don't deprive myself of anything that I want. I went out for my birthday last Friday night. There's the most delicious 8-ounce sirloin steak, prime steak. Down in a lovely restaurant here in the town, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
I'm starving. I'm absolutely starving.
What about
Breda?
What about depriving the animal of his life? What about us depriving the animal of a life?
But you're lucky, you know. Once he's dead, he doesn't know any better. It's like I had to go in for an operation 10 weeks ago, and my big fear is that I won't wake up. And as my sister very kindly pointed out, it won't make any difference because you won't know. There you go. You know, same thing.
But they don't. They scream for their little lives going into the abattoir. They scream. They smell death, and they scream for their lives.
I'm going to have my nice steak when I want it, and I'm sorry, like that's the way. You're not going to change my mind. I don't. I'm not a big meat eater, but I like one now and again. As I said last Friday night, my daughter and I went out for dinner, and I had the most gorgeous steak, and it was to die for, literally.
Breda, thank you very much for your time on Nighttime Talk tonight. It's been great to have you, and thanks for getting involved in the conversation. Catherine, just to you, you've been with me now the whole time, and I really appreciate your time. As
not
I said,
at all.
I feel
anytime.
Like there's so much we could talk about. We didn't
anytime.
Get into spiritual
healing. Listen, anytime I can come on and talk to you about anything, but I would just say to people listening in, when we have a choice to choose compassion or death on your plate, why not just try the compassion? Learn to cook. Try the vegan cheese. There's actually a new there's an Irish company that makes cheese. Can't think of it offhand, but I'll message you later. They have a vegan blue cheese. Oh my God, it is amazing.
Do you know what? I will try it, Catherine, because I've been banging on about cheese. I'll give the vegan cheese a go. You're very good. Catherine Woods, psychic and spiritual healer. And very passionate vegan. Thanks a million for coming on Nighttime Talk with me tonight. And thank you to everyone who got involved in the conversation. And look, lots of text messages in, lots of different opinions. Big shout out to Dave as well and Andrew. You know, look, it's not for everyone, but we're all allowed to have our opinions. And you know what? Everyone's different.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.